We know it's spring here in Quincy when the friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater are back to tell us about the 2025 season. Sarah Callard and Danby are joining us in studio to give us a little preview. Ladies, happy spring.
Happy spring, Joe. Thank you so much for having us.
It's our pleasure really now to be featured three years in a row now, right?
That's right.
For the Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater.
Yeah, exciting.
For folks, we should start off with a little history, Sarah, very basic. What is the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater and what are the Friends?
Right. So the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater is just like an amazing, beautiful stone outdoor amphitheater. It was designed by my dad, T.O. and Trainer, back in the day and commissioned by Joe Larea. And it was built in honor of the very amazing Ruth Gordon, Academy Award-winning actress that many of us know and love from Quincy. And so, you know, what happened is for years it was in use. The Larea family was actually doing the Summerfest and things were humming along, but it kind of went into disrepair. The electricity wasn't working any longer. You know, some things were just kind of gradually falling by the wayside over the years, and at one point, you know, the city thought, well, maybe it's time to, you know, move on and put something else there. So I think much to their surprise,
the city did not agree.
Yeah, they were flooded with phone calls.
Sure, yeah.
And so my friend Maria DiTilio, she's I always call her by her maiden name, Maria Mulligan.
Yes, true. Yeah.
She's an architect and she's very active in the, you know, in the city happenings. So she reached out to me, because of my father being, you know, the connection there, and so I got involved and we all formed a group. Mm-hmm. And the next thing we knew, we had, you know, there
Friends.
Were so many people reaching out,
yeah.
And I said, well, why don't we form a coalition?
Yes.
And maybe we can convince Mayor Koch to hold on to the amphitheater, and I am very grateful that Mayor Koch listened to the people.
Mm-hmm.
His eyes were opened, and he said, okay, well, you know, if you can make a go of it, then let's see what happens. And so we formed partnerships with Break Rock Brewery, Black's Creek Barbecue, together with Anne, she's now on the board. We have a small board, myself, Anne, and Michelle Lederer, who's one of our lead architect volunteer. We've been addressing, you know, all the things. We got that Dave Murphy came through for us, new electricity.
Yep.
You know, they've been gradually upgrading it over time.
Some new paint, little bit of landscaping.
Yes.
Clean up,
right.
For sure. Yeah.
And it just has turned into something beyond our wildest dreams. I mean, I could envision it, but I think not everybody could.
Yeah.
But now what it's turned into is sort of like the launch over at Hingham, you know, where people come out every Friday night.
Yes.
And just they pack up a few snacks and bring a blanket, or they just sit on the bleachers. Mm-hmm. And enjoy the show. We've had, you know, some shows with as many as like 800 people.
Absolutely.
It's a true
example of grassroots community activism, you know.
Yes.
Doing something positive for the city.
Yes.
It really is.
Yes.
And it just exploded almost overnight, it seems like, with great support from the arts community, from the entertainment community locally.
Yes.
From the live theater community as well, that Anne's going to talk about.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're already getting, you know, calls and emails and questions. What are we going to do this year?
Yeah.
What are we going to do this year? What's the schedule? Are we going to do Friends Fridays again? So
yes,
right?
And yes, we are. Yeah.
Yes.
There was a little bit of a delay.
Yeah.
Every year we like to have a community meeting, but the delay this year was that we were booking up early because we're getting on the map, and a lot of, you know, musicians are now coming to us.
That's the nice problem to have, right?
So we can pick and choose.
You don't have to go hunting them down. Yeah,
So we were starting to book up early, but then I don't know if you've already spoken about this on your show.
Nope.
But it is the 400th anniversary of Quincy.
Talked a little bit about that. Yes. So the city was kind of busy planning
the city,
Quincy 400. Yeah,
the city has a whole committee. They have a committee, and so. We didn't want to conflict with them, and so they just asked us to go, you know, basically put half of our season was on hold until just last week. And of course it was the half of the season that I'd already started booking, so I was just like, okay, I'm just gonna keep my fingers crossed.
Yep.
And But as it came through, most of our Fridays are free.
Okay.
The only two shows that we won't have in the summer is August 1st and July 4th.
But then we never do July 4th.
Right. Yeah, people are away.
We figure people are away.
Or doing their own
It's actually
thing.
A Wednesday anyway, but that weekend that's by it, I think.
I think the 4th of July is on a Friday.
Oh, it's not on Friday.
Yeah, it's on a Friday.
Maybe it was last year.
And the city has something big planned.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Yeah. So there will be plenty to do.
Yeah, so we're not going to try to compete with that anyway.
Obviously, yeah. And even performers might be busy at other venues on the 4th of July as well, right?
Yeah.
Something goes on in Boston, I think, 4th of July.
Just a little something.
Yeah. But there's still plenty going on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. At a type of amphitheater, I would say. The Hat Shell is a type of amphitheater.
Well, that's right. Yeah, exactly right. An interesting kind of spinoff to the Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater, Anne, is a new community theater group?
Oh, yeah. So the Thalia Theater Troupe. So, we've done theater each of the 2 years that we've done so far, and we are going to do, which I'll talk about, something big this year.
Nice.
It was so well received, and the people that did Shakespeare Bridge in the show said, "So are we the inaugural Thalia Theater Troupe?" And I said, "Oh, I said, you know, it would be nice if Quincy could have could not only be at Ruth Gordon Amphitheater and say, look at this wonderful talent we have, but go around the city." So the Q Arts Gallery. Mm-hmm. Which is the Quincy Art Association gallery that is just downtown. I'd always thought it would be wonderful to do a show there. And I sort of casually mentioned it to them. They said, "We'd love to have you come do a show there."
Oh.
And I said, "Well, I can't do anything until the summer at the amphitheater, so why don't we form officially the Thalia Theater Troupe?" And so our first non-Ruth Gordon Amphitheater show is going to be April 25th, 6th, and 7th, and May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and it's called Vincent, and it's about Vincent van Gogh, and it's written by Leonard Nimoy, so it ticks all my boxes, because Leonard Nimoy's from around here, so it's highlighting a local guy, and it's a wonderful show. It's two actors are playing, one's playing Teo, and one's playing Vincent, and it's you're seeing a show about an artist in an arts gallery.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited about it. And so we're hoping to do that sort of thing when it's our down season, as it were, when we're not at the amphitheater, that we'll do shows around the city, emphasizing different parts of the city and shows that fit that. So I was really inspired by doing the show for Ruth Gordon.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Live theater back in Quincy. It was
here
many years ago.
There were multiple theaters in Quincy.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
You know, Ruth Gordon was inspired by
That's
that.
That's right. Yeah.
And so we want to really have that explode.
How about that? Now, does the troupe need more members?
Absolutely.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. More members. And is it time to talk about the pageant?
Sure.
So what we're going to do this year, very ambitious, for the amphitheater, is on September 13th, we're going to have a pageant. So, and we need lots of people to be involved in this pageant. Now, it won't be like the 300th, where they had 500 people just making costumes.
Right, right.
But they have given us the day,
yeah.
And so there'll be a series of things that are about the history of Quincy with actors and singing and dancing, and I'm hoping to talk to the various parts of the industry, maybe talk to the Granite Museum. They aren't open yet, but I'm going to talk to them. But so anybody that would at all, any entertainers, anybody who wants to build things, we need people, and I just think it's going to be a fantastic experience. Won't be the same as the 300th. They were...
Yeah.
That was it, right? Mm-hmm. But it was a week-long thing. This will be performance, but we probably will spill into Pageant Field, not even just...
Which is where the 300th was.
Which is where the 300th was. And it's so that's our thing for this year.
Okay, September 13th.
September 13th. Yeah. And anybody that wants to participate, please come reach out to us, because it's a community... experience, right?
Yes.
They had so many people from the community participate.
Oh, yes.
And we would love to do that this year.
And if folks haven't seen the Quincy 300 exhibit Old City Hall, they really should.
We won't be recreating it. It'll be different, but it still will be emphasizing the history of Quincy.
Sure.
We now have another 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
We have a whole other group of immigrants they had focused
That's
on.
Right.
So maybe have some of the immigrants talk to the old immigrants. So we'll
yeah.
see how that goes.
Okay.
But yeah, that's
old immigrants and new
oh,
immigrants.
Well, I was,
yeah.
no, I was going to ask, what are you doing for Quincy 400? So there you go.
Yes. That's what we're doing for Quincy
yeah.
400.
But
yeah.
before
yeah.
then, Sarah, you have an entire list of acts this year.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Just before I get into
yes.
this, I just wanted to build on what Anne
yeah,
was
sure.
just saying and say that one of my loves and the reason why I kind of partnered up with Anne about the theater is I really love playwriting. I've written a couple of plays, and I just have a love for that. I studied it in Ireland for a bit. But what we're going to do, we thought this would be just like
oh,
a
yes,
fabulous idea, is to have a playwriting competition,
oh.
essentially.
Wow.
So for like each of the 100-year segments that we're going to be covering in this Quincy 400,
yeah.
We're inviting people to write a play. You know, a short, you know, play, maybe a one-act play. Details to follow.
Okay. Right.
But basically, we're going to choose, you know, one or two of each of these, you know, 100-year slots.
Okay.
So it could be a play about anything, but just something that reflects Quincy in that time period.
Oh, all right. Okay.
And that's just going to be our way of trying to one of our things that we've been trying to do at Ruth Gordon Amphitheater.
Hmm.
In some ways, this is a nod to Ruth, is to incubate the talent from the city.
Yes. I see.
You know, to be an incubator, to be a, to foster and grow local talent, and to give opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of times, you know, some of the other theater companies and so forth that are out there, they have a lot of the same sort of very professional, wonderful actors mm-hmm. performing around. But we also want to make sure that it's open to new talents.
You True know, people community
that are, theater. Yeah, or people yeah. that haven't. And new doesn't necessarily mean young. You know, some people start
sure.
Writing or acting when they're older. So, but it
okay.
just means, you know, if this is something that you're looking for an opportunity, you know,
take pen to
jump
paper
right in.
Or
yeah.
fingers to keyboard this these
yeah.
days and
then
do
of course
some
we'll be looking for actors to act
yeah.
out these plays. But for now, we're just starting by saying like
yeah, we have to start. Yep, we
put
have
out
to start.
A notice
to start yeah.
saying that we're inviting
accepting.
We'll put
scripts.
We'll put treatments out there so that they have like guidelines of what to
yeah.
write.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to talk this woman who mentioned again that she is a script writer.
Yes.
That
well,
I'm. She's
you want her to write a play?
I would like
I'm
her
actually
to
working
one.
On something else.
Oh.
I'm not
quickly dodging you,
well,
Anne.
I know. One year, but
I
one year watch
works.
This space. I'm going to get her to write one because I
right.
have a feeling that it's wonderful.
Sarah Callan
Production.
I actually
have
exactly.
My own thing in the works, and I, you know, I don't know if it's going to be any good or not. But,
yeah.
But I'm not as big on the. I'm not. I don't think I'm as good at historical stuff as Anne.
Oh yeah,
Anne
we
is
talked
very
about
historical.
That. Yeah.
You know, she was able to write that play about the retrospective about Ruth's life.
Yeah.
And she's just fabulous at
okay.
that. But
well,
for
everybody
myself,
has their
I'm,
own strengths, right?
Yeah.
That's right. But one year, we're going to highlight something.
We're going to see it performed at the Ruth Gordon.
Yes, yeah. But I will certainly help edit and maybe co-direct or
okay.
whatever with Anne. So,
all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So, and starting right now, folks can start making submissions? Or?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So you could send a submission. I mean, we're going to provide some guidelines.
Yeah, sure.
But
yeah.
if you want to just inquire about it,
okay.
you could email us at info@friendsofrga.org.
Okay.
And also just if you're interested in the pageant in general,
yep.
participating, volunteering. But again, we will post on our Facebook page, on our Instagram, and on our website all of this
okay.
good stuff
all right.
coming soon.
Now, on to the heart of the matter.
Yes.
Yes, Free Fridays.
Yes, Free Fridays.
At the Ruth Gordon, once again.
And of course, it's not like... it's free for you, but the city, we are so grateful. We are so grateful to the city for
yes.
supporting us once again and in this endeavor, and also to the Quincy Arts Council. Big thank you to the Quincy Arts Council for their support. We've won a grant from them again this year.
Fantastic. So. That's great.
Yeah, but we have, we're going to start, kick off with Fat City Band.
Oh. Excellent.
Now,
yeah.
they were supposed to come last year, and I don't know if anyone recalls, but they got rained out last year.
There were some weather challenges last
yeah.
year. Yeah.
There okay. always are a few little
right.
that you
glitches.
Need to work around. But so they're going to start us off at on June 27th. Now, there's a chance that on June 20th, we might have an open mic night event like what we had in the first year.
I remember, yeah.
Where it's like, see, the first year we had an open mic event, and we had just a ton of people come and perform, and it actually went like 2 hours over or something like that. We were still
performing.
You were
having too much fun, yeah.
They were kicking us out by the end of it. But right. We may, depending on interest,
yep.
do something like that.
Okay.
Because last year we did open mic nights throughout the season, and I heard some feedback that like they wanted more of an audience, and they wanted, you know, because on a Wednesday night, it was like Wednesday nights, and it just wasn't like not that many people would show up,
right.
you know. So we thought maybe we'll go back to the format where we have one big open mic night.
And that's
sort of
the performance
almost
for that
like
evening.
A talent contest.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
Contest or something.
Okay,
yeah.
So look out for that.
So maybe, that's a maybe. We're okay. still in the planning stages, so.
Okay.
But then definitely Fat City Band is coming. Then we're no show the following week because that's July 4th. Then we have Little Eyes Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, yeah.
So they are a very good, there are a lot of Fleetwood Mac tribute bands out there, mm-hmm. but they're one of the really, really good ones. So we're so psyched to have them coming.
Nice.
That's July 11th. Then we have Divas with a Twist.
Fantastic.
Which everybody has been raving about them from last year.
Yes.
And asking for them to come back. So they're coming back. And then we have our Celtic Quincy Night is going to return. We had that the first year. We didn't have it last year. But Cherry Orchard, the Boston Irish, you know, they're kind of like a modern Irish band. Mm-hmm. They play things like, you know, from the Cranberries mm-hmm. and from U2 and
okay.
stuff like that. We had so much interest in having them return that they're going to return again this year.
Excellent.
And what they did, which I hope they'll do again, is like start out with the traditional Celtic musicians. Mm-hmm. They had like a small, you know, group, like a quartet of traditional Celtic musicians playing to open. And then the rock band came on
okay.
after.
All right.
So it was kind of like a nice
get a little bit of both.
Mix.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were popular, so they'll be returning. Then August 1st is one of the shows where we're not going to have anything because that conflicts with one of the Quincy 400th.
Gotcha. Okay.
So check out, you know, they have some great stuff coming.
Yes.
So check
yeah,
that out, too.
We've talked about that on
I'm
other
sure
shows.
I'm sure
yes.
it, yeah. And then on August 8th, we have our anime night for the third year in a row. That has been really popular.
There's a cult following, for sure.
It's yeah. getting a cult following. Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of people that just, you know, love anime, and so myself included.
Okay.
I'm a big anime fan. So I think we're going to maybe do a double feature this time. I don't know if both movies will be anime or if we'll do something. There are, you know, some really cool independent films by, like, Japanese filmmakers, and I've been thinking of doing something like that to kind of keep the Japanese theme. But
okay.
we usually have, like, Chinese and Japanese lanterns in,
oh, nice.
And
yeah.
we get, like, the you know, it's just a wonderful, fun time. But anyway, that's something we're looking forward to. Then we have my own personal favorite, Echoes of Floyd, which is a Pink Floyd tribute
oh,
band.
Really? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, and they are, like, amazing. They are the best Pink Floyd tribute band in the area, and they're hard to get. I booked them really early, and then I was hoping that day would stay.
Yeah.
But I'm just excited to have them because they come with and they do a laser show. So
wow.
we've got them late in the season so that it will get dark enough for their laser show to be
oh, very good.
Fun,
yes,
too,
yeah.
at the end. And then we have 60s Thunder. So they're sort of like, they're really like sort of 60s and 70s music, but really, really fun band. A lot of that fun, you know, kind of 70s and 60s stuff that that a lot of our audience loves. And then we have Studio 2 Beatles coming.
Ah, yes, yeah.
yeah. So there is one big thing that I'm waiting on.
Okay, so,
so
we can't
say
announce
it. That
All right.
yet.
Okay,
but
you have to come back when you know.
You'll have to come. Yeah.
yeah. Okay.
One's going to be very popular.
When will that be?
I think I'll hear. You know, within the week probably.
Okay.
So.
All right.
And then, of course, we are going to have our Friends Rock Music Festival.
Yes, which was huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a great success, and we're going to do that again. And we're starting to book those.
Getting groups get booked, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will certainly be wanting to bring back some of our our great acts from last year.
Right. You know,
we had some Anna Daly Young and How We Burn. And
that's an all-day. When is that, Sarah?
Freight. It's an all-day. That's going to be on August 10th.
Okay.
So that's a Sunday.
Okay.
And it's just kind of like has a little bit of a different feel because we, you know, bring in more crafters and vendors and, you know, food.
Yeah.
And it's more, you know, it's like the all-day event, so you can kind of come and go,
yeah.
You know, depending on what bands you want to see.
Exactly, yeah.
And last year we had 10 bands, and it was the first time that we've ever done this.
Yeah.
And thank God for Ian Danby, who is our stage manager, because he's
kept
he's
things
just
coordinated.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of people have come to love Ian. He does our, he also is like MC. He gets up and announces.
Okay, all right.
So he's been very, very helpful. And
logistics are very important in an act like that.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah.
With instruments and musicians
and
equipment and lighting and everything.
Yeah, because we do the whole back line, like
needs
the drum
to be coordinated
kit
properly,
and everything,
yeah.
Like, and so that everyone
people don't
can
realize
share.
What goes.
There's a lot of coordination
yes.
that goes into it, and you know, just like when you have 10 bands and you have about 15 minutes in between each
exactly.
band to transition,
yes.
you know. So,
yeah.
But it was. A great success.
Yeah.
Really, people were raving about it.
That's
so.
Great. And that's the weekend right after the big concerts at Veterans Stadium, actually. So we can keep the entertainment flowing that month.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's for us, it's the weekend also of our movie night. So we have our movie night on August 8th. And then that same weekend on the Sunday, we'll have
Is
the Friends Rock.
Okay. So. Wow. It's going to be a summer again like no other, it
yeah.
sounds like. Yeah.
It will.
You really should both be very proud, I think, of what the Friends have revived the amphitheater for a whole new generation of Quincy folks and beyond, and also for the performers to have a local venue like this to be able to showcase their talents as well. I'm sure it's very important to them.
Yes, especially like that's what I love about Friends Rock is that because I think the first year we did have the open mic night to begin with, and then we had some bands opening, some, you know, opening bands, whereas we've kind of gone away from that because it's logistically very hard to do the opening band. So the Friends Rock kind of fills that niche where it's like we can have our, you know, headliner award-winning, you know, local regional bands playing later in the evening, but in the beginning, in the beginning of the day, we have a lot of local young upstart, you know,
exactly,
kids that are
yeah.
emerging new artists, as they call them, you know, like 93 South, which is Mel, who does Melodrama Kids, which is a children's theater.
Okay.
That's her sons are in that band, and they have a
they're
huge following
good.
Already.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Yeah.
So they're.
But to be able to perform in front of their own community, you know, and their own families, really, and their peers as well, maybe inspiring the next generation.
Yeah.
We've already launched a new theater group from this.
I know. That's right. So it's an incubator idea.
It really
you
is.
You foster, you give people, you know, the opportunity and
exactly.
the confidence
yeah.
to get up. And, you know, even if it's, so I think that sometimes they'll start out with an open mic night, which, you know, is maybe you just get up to do one or two songs, you know, but then the next year you might be doing Friends Rock and doing a whole, you know, 20-minute set, and then you kind of grow from there.
Inspires confidence in yourself,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
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 I think Ruth Gordon, what do you think?
She inspires us.
Correct,
yes.
right?
She
yes.
is somebody who would, this is what she would have wanted,
that's
I
exactly
think, for her
right.
theater.
I really
yeah.
am.
Yeah. Friendsofrga.org
yes.
is your main website.
Yes.
The email again, Sarah,
is info@friendsofrga.org.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very
and
good.
I apologize that the website is not like, all this information is not yet on the
okay.
website.
All right. But it will be.
So hot
will
off
be
the
soon.
Press.
Right.
Yeah,
well, this is what we like here at QATV. Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
I hope you have a wonderful season, and I hope to have you back as well for some updates when things become more finalized.
Oh, we'd love to.
Good.
Thank
That's
you, Joe.
You're welcome. Great
Thank
to talk
you.
To you. Happy spring and summer.
Happy spring and summer.
And thank you for watching us here at AEM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. We'll see you next time.